Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. I was asked, Brendan, how do you deal with difficult times? You know, times of life when it's just challenging, maybe you're frustrated at work, or it's difficult in a relationship you have, or you get sick, or you get hurt, or somebody you know you care for is sick or hurt, or they die. And you find yourself at a period of life when it's just difficult. The days have felt a little dark, a little heavy, a little frustrating. You have a sense that things aren't going well. What do you do during that time? And you know, that is not an easy question, and I respect the person who wrote that into us, because I don't know where you're at, but I've certainly been there in my life. You know, I've lost loved ones. I've been through dramatic car accidents in my own life. I've had a brain injury. I've had great friends who've been majorly sick or ill or debilitated in some way or another, and I get it. It's tough, and I deal with literally millions of people every single week, and I can tell you, and all the comments I hear, a lot of people are struggling, and it's a reality. It's difficult. So I'm not here to gloss this over or hype you up. I just like to give some things that I do when I get in that situation. And I hope it serves you or serves your family member, your friend, your loved one, whoever you share this message with after you watch it. I think the first thing that we can do, and it sounds so simple and so tactical, it seems like a throwaway, but it's this. When times are difficult, try to find every single day three things that you can do. I mean, just set three goals for the day. I know that sounds so simple, but as a blanket strategy, it works. You know, if you're down and out and you're depressed, I mean, just having three things to do during the day, giving yourself three simple things to move yourself through, will help you. It will feel like it will bring a little progress or a little accomplishment or a little connection with yourself into the day. It could be as simple as, like, if you're really down out, if you're really struggling with difficult times, sometimes that goal can be get up, take a shower. You know, it can be, hey, today I'm going to walk down to the coffee shop with a good positive book, and I'm just going to sit down and just read for an hour drinking a coffee. You know, it could be as simple as call a friend or a family member. It can be so simple, but having three of them helps you progress throughout the day. It doesn't have to be complex, but it keeps you moving through the difficult times, remembering the old adage that this too shall pass. But if you're just sitting around waiting in your own darkness and your own just sadness or depression or frustration, waiting for it to pass and not having any, what we call in psychology, personal agency in your life, you're not taking any action to move that ball forward, then it can get really frustrating. So just set three small goals for yourself during the dark times every day. Just knock them off. Just three little goals. No matter what they are, just move towards them. Get those done, and you'll start to feel a little bit better over a period of time. I would say the next thing to do is just keep perspective. And that's the hardest thing to tell somebody when they're going through a hard time, because, you know, it's so easy to say, well, you don't understand me, or this is so hard, or this is the worst time in my life. And some of that might feel true, and it might be true. It might be one of the most difficult, trying times of your life. And all we can say is keep perspective. We can't say keep perspective other than just say, you know, there have been good times. Remember them. Don't cut loose of those good times in your memories just because now your focus is on the dark times. Remember those times that were better. Remember those times in which you did connect with others, that you did create, that you did take action. And remember also your strength, because it's so easy when the times are dark to just focus on all the things that you're doing to screw it up, or all the things that people are doing to mess with your life, and you forget the incredible power that you have. I mean, it is an amazing miracle. If you're looking for the miracle, you already got it. That miracle that you've been given the power of choice and will to direct your own attention each day, to direct your own attitude each day, to direct your own actions each day, to direct your own affections and emotions out into the world, that you control those things, that you can move those things, that you can shape those things. That's the miracle. You are the miracle. You've been waiting for something to show up and change, and I just say, you've already been given the gift. Now you have to activate it. So when it's difficult, keep perspective on the fact that there have been good times. There will be more good times. That even if you are struggling personally, you still have that great freedom that has been given to us, and that choice, that gift of free will to start directing yourself. So start remembering your strengths and start directing yourself again. Because look, in the dark times, it's the easiest time to curl up in the ball. And sometimes that's okay. Hey, if you need to have a bad day and sit on the couch and watch a bunch of movies with some tissues and just go through a bad day and a few bags of potato chips, you know, a lot of people have to deal with that situation. It's okay. But if that happens day after day after day after day after day, that's the time to take control of your life back or ask for some help. You know, part of perspective isn't just understanding our life has been better, understanding that we have strengths and choice and will. It's understanding that we aren't the only thing. That perspective reminds us there's other people out in the world who we might be able to connect with who could help us to raise our hand and connect with a friend or take somebody out for lunch or to call a therapist or to get some support from other people, other family, other friends. It's important. That's part of perspective as well. Hey, it's Brandon jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now. What should I be learning here? Because sometimes when it's really difficult in life, we don't feel competent. We don't feel capable. We feel like, you know, we don't have any personal power. We don't have any knowledge of how to proceed through there. So I tell people, when you're in a difficult time, create like a learning map. You know, right? Like, okay, based on everything that's going on right now, what are three things I need to start learning right now? You know, what can I learn from this situation? That's always powerful, right? That's one powerful way to learn. Well, what can I learn from here? What's the universe sending a message to me right now? What can I learn from this situation, from my behavior or my beliefs, from my interactions with other people? But also going to that next level and saying, okay, at this point, what should I start learning in my life? And I know it sounds so weird, you know, I'm not saying, hey, you know, you're really depressed, it's time to start learning French. But you know what? It might help you. Because in the process of learning something, our brain starts activating in different ways that also end up activating other parts of our brain's capabilities to grow, to cope, to deal. A great time to start learning again is the times when you feel just beaten up and kicked by the side of the road. It's time to stand up and say, okay, what would I need to learn now to advance my life to the next stage? Because look, no matter where you're at, if you're in a difficult place in life right now, realize you've been in the last stage and now there's going to be a new stage. So what would you have to learn or master in this new stage to feel better about yourself or about life or get ahead a little bit more? Don't forget that. Just the desire to have intention, to be your best self despite the difficulties. I know it's hard. I know it gets difficult. And I can share personally, there's been times in my life it was so extraordinarily difficult. If you ever read my book, The Charge, you read about my brain injury. There was a time in my life it was really difficult. I couldn't control my emotions.
I couldn't control my reactions to other people. I was damaged enough from a concussive syndrome that I got after an accident. I was kind of out of control. And it was so difficult that all I could do is just set the intention every single day. And every single time I saw somebody's eyes, I was in a relationship, I could see somebody, you know, if someone walked in, I connected with them. I triggered this thought in my mind. I said, just whatever you do, interact with this situation as your highest self. How would my best self interact with this situation? I mean, if you think about it, it's like your family's going through turmoil, there's challenge in your life. Show up and be the person that says, how could I deal with this as my best self? How would my best self view this and work through this and support the people around me? How could, even though I'm going through difficulty, but other people are too, how could I be a role model? How could I challenge myself in that way to take personal power and responsibility back onto our shoulders? Because sometimes in difficult times, that's when we start wearing our victim hat and we just curl up on the ball and we forget our extraordinary power to say, you know, I can do something about this. I might not know what, but I'm just going to, whatever does keep coming my way right now, because it feels like I'm in a fight, I'm going to react in a positive way. I'm going to react for my highest self. And then I think the last thing, this is the most important, and you probably thought of this, and that's this. When times are difficult, do not forget gratitude. That part of keeping perspective, part of living from our highest self, part of the greatest lessons of life, part of the greatest goals that we could ever set in our life are to become more grateful people, to become more appreciative of what we do have, to become more aware of the blessings that are all around from God, from the universe, from the cosmos, by luck, whatever you attribute blessing to. You know, it's that time to say, gosh, what could I be grateful for? What is going on in my life right now that I could pay attention to? Or what has happened? Or what is opening for me that I could give some awareness and attention to that would make me understand that I am lucky, even amidst all this? You know, I do have some things going for me. I have had some breaks. I have had some opportunities, and I will have those again. To be grateful for your health, to be grateful for what physical powers you do have, for what visual powers you have to have a vision for your life. This is the time when it's most difficult to get grateful for the blessings and the choices you do have, for who you are and who you can become, for the people who are around you and who do support you. And if you can keep these things in mind as you're going through these difficult times, you can start feeling the energy come back up.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people
And they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.